Gemara, yes, okay, we're on top of the Memra Ma'alef. Omer Rav. We're discussing now the hefsik between the broch and achila. Tul broch, if someone says tul broch, basically take a piece of bread from the broch. And I guess the case is, it seems like the case is you're being moitzi, the others with your birchus ha-moitzi. So you made the broch of ha-moitzi, and then you say tul broch, is you take a piece of the challah. There's a Rashi, the top Rashi. Even though typically, before he ate, normally sicha, speaking out in between the brocha and what you're doing, and the mitzvah, is a hefsik. Rashi brings the case of soch ben tefillin la tefillin, speaking out between the tefillin shereish and tefillin shiyad, by kisi adam, by shchita, it's a hefsik. But here, since it's letzorich brocha, ain't a tzorich levorch. You don't have to make a new bracha. Why is it a tzorich bracha? Because since the other person is being yoytze with the bracha also, so he needs to eat. It's as if he made the bracha, and he also needs to eat. So by telling him here, take a piece.
The problem is
not a hefsek.
If he eats before the mevorach,
correct. That's another issue. Correct. It's another issue. Now that the mevorach has to eat first.
So the point is that whoever's mevorach should actually eat.
That is true. He has to eat first. But however, if he speaks out, the din of the Gemara is here, Zaktirav, that it's not a hefsek. What is the problem of speaking out? It says called hesech hadas. That's the hefsek. Hesech hadas. So it brings, but to me this sounds like a chiddush by a shoychit. If he says a choiz haytev chapongit, that it shouldn't, the chicken shouldn't move. So I think it's that the shchita shouldn't become possible. Ein zu afsoka, that's not a hefsek. Also that's tzorich the bracha. Then understand that because the bracha is on the shchita, has to be a good shchita. But then first Tosha says a case v'chein b'shchita. If he says, so ha'oid yoseh behema, is there's no noch chicken, like the shaykh, there's no noch chicken.
That's already on the next chicken.
Right, there's the next chicken. So that's a tzorich bracha that the bracha should include, because my bracha has to go on 40 chickens, whatever I'm going
to
share.
I need to know what I have over here.
And I need to know what I have. So that will also be called tzorich bracha, even though I could technically stop short of, so I'll shecht only 20 chickens.
Right.
Since it's going to include whatever all the chickens that I'm planning on shechting, it's also called tzorich bracha.
Because the shechit has to shecht 100 an hour.
Correct.
And if he makes more brachas, he won't be able to shecht 100 an hour. They'll fire him.
Because he has to be efficient and effective. Today it's all speed, right? It's all,
yeah, but we don't worry about too much about how it will be kosher.
The end of Tosis is being Tesanti Yishalmi. This is the ganze Indian though from... Tosis talks about bringing salt. Tosis says,
"We really don't need salt now."
Yeah, let's say the next case of the Gemara. However, if you say Hove Melech, bring salt. Hove Lifton, the dips, things that you dip in the bread. That's Orch Levorch. That you have to make a ready new bracha. That is considered a hefsek. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Amar Afilu Viu Melech." Even if he says bring Melech, Viu Lifton. Nam in tzorich levorach, because the Gemara is going to say later you shouldn't eat without melech. It's a chashivas for the bracha to have a psag that should taste good.
With the spread you put on the bread, not what you dip the bread into.
What? This, you want to know if dips
no,
is liftin?
No. But when it says liftin, it means what you spread on the bread.
Right. So that's also tzorich bracha, because it's a chashivas for the bracha to have melech or liftan. But however, if one says gabel le'soyre means, mix the murson together with the mayim for the animals, that already tzorich levorach, that's considered hefsek, and you have to make a new bracha. Rav Sheshi says, afilu gabel le'soyre, nam ein tzorich levorach, even if you speak out and you say before you start eating, after the bracha, before you start eating, you say gabel le'soyre, is also not a bracha, you don't have to make a new bracha, it's not considered hefsek. Why? Dom rebu, dom rav. Also, the Adam said, "Isef for a person to eat koydim sheet ma'achal behemta before he gives his behemah to eat." Shenema v'nasati isef be'sod chulav techel, and only afterwards v'hoder, and afterwards it says v'chalta v'savato.
So Chayrish Marcha say a bigger chiddush if you go by according to this pasuk. Let him go and actually feed the animals and make everyone wait until he comes back with feeding the animals.
So that's a shayla. If you're going to wait till everybody feed the animals, we're going to have a nice big hefsek over here. If he's going to wait till the animals get fed. I think some say, once you tell the shlich, once you tell someone, go feed him, and they're being taken care of, then technically a lot of start eating physically, I think, before the behemoths eat. As long as you took care of the behemoths already.
What you're really supposed to do is take care of the behemoths before you make a bracha.
Right. So Tosfos Lamaisa says, "V'onu ein onu regilin, we're not rogel to bring salt and loy melech v'lifta." Because pas shalonu, pas shalonu is choshev.
Without it.
It's choshev. So I don't know if choshev exactly means. I think it could be pashal means our bread has salt already inside.
No,
so I think that's one chef.
That's not what toshis means. Toshis means something else. Toshis means is that normal bread, the old bread, you couldn't eat the bread without salt. It doesn't taste good.
Right, that's what I said. Today's bread has salt, has all tastes good. It's geschmack. It's choshev bread.
One thing. The other way that people learn is a different shot.
Different type of flour?
No, because our bread already has salt. So you don't need salt.
Right.
It's two different shots.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but
then Tosfos brings into sound Mishem Reb Nachman Moy Medag Moed Lahavi Melech Al Shulchan. Kedi Isa Be Medish Kisu Shrol Yoishvan Al Shulchan. Yidna is sitting by a table. Mamtinen Zeh Zeh. They're waiting one for the other till they do Netilas Yidayim. Behem Beloy Mitzvahs. It sounds like that Maizu Dovan HaMelech went to the mikvah and she's going to Orim Beloy Mitzvahs. So she looked at the Mila. Behem Beloy Mitzvahs. Asot Mekatrik Ubris Melech Megan Aleim.
Just sitting there.
Just sitting there. So what's this? What, a minute on mitzvah? One day matzah? Is it because it sounds like they're waiting for each other? They shouldn't be waiting. It's a hefzik. It's like not a good time. Why is it sot mekatrik? If I'm doing nothing, I'm sitting nothing in the middle of the day, is it the sot mekatrik?
So you're allowed to be mavah shedah while you're waiting for the mavara?
No, you're not doing anything.
So, or is that called the hefzik?
They talk about shtika pashas is also a hefzik. Shtik is considered
hefzik.
The Achrenim, I think the Medayim.
No, so
what's his double language? Gabalatura. Tul melech, hevelift and hevelift. Double language. Sounds like shtika in the four words. If it's the shtika in the mouth of to say four words, it's already considered a hefzik.
It's not
double. I don't know the exact share of hefzik and shtika, but.
I heard from a private advisor that someone brought in salt.
Okay.
He didn't use it, and he said,
"Don't need to use it." Right. That's the chayyur. This toys. But however, the Beis Yosef brings down another zachal korban chetakim melech shulchan zemesbeich, and a kol korban chetakim melech. Beis Yosef brings down. So that svara the chayyur has nothing to do with pas shalanu. A kol korban chetakim melech. That would be an inyan to bring salt.
Otherwise, the cash on the seder, because we say we only do tefillah one time.
We don't take salt. That's a different cheshem. I think it takes away.
But the
salt will take
is,
away from the concept of lechemoyni. That's brought down. It's not lechemoyni.
But the point is this: by the seder, we say that you have a couple of dips on the table, so you see that you're going to take. So yes, shaila. But on Shabbos, it says ain't on matfilu.
Afilu pamechus.
So you see that the most time they didn't have salt on the table.
I don't know if that salt is called a tibble. Is that tibble? Tibble usually means in a liquid. The tibulim in a real dip. I don't know if salt is called a tibble. Matbila
melech. Maybe. I don't know, but my minute gives to dip the bread into the salt.
Into the salt, not to pour salt on it.
Because you see, it's a din of tefillah.
Okay. I hear. So you say, what do you want to prove? So that what?
So you say that in Gemara's time, in other words, the Gemara's time, you didn't need salt on the table.
He's saying like twice, it's Pas Shalonu didn't have, so you didn't need salt.
The Gemara's time also.
Gemara's time, I hear. Okay. Zok to Gemara. Omar Rava Bashmur Shem Reb Chiyah. Rava said, Rava Bashmur said, Reb Chiyah, Eina Batzei Rosho Lefzei Ad Sheyaviyu Melech, you shouldn't, you shouldn't be betzei. You shouldn't cut the bread. Actually, if you melech till you bring the melech or lift on the fnei kol echad ve'echad, you have to bring salt. And Mishmaru speaks out: if you're not allowed to break the challah, eat the bread until you bring salt, so don't even start the bracha. So this sounds like this. Makuda is. It says like Rashi says. Look at the Rashi: heviu melech. Sha'av zu tzorich bracha. Why was that original Rashi from before? Why is melach a tzorich bracha? Shetei prusa shel bracha necheles betam. So it sounds like that the shmara. Exactly. Right. But it sounds like that's called tzorich bracha. And the Mishnah speaks it out clearly. Says that Loshen.
Because if you're not
going to
eat the bread that you made a bracha on.
Kadesh, it says the love words of Rashi. Kadesh necheles betam mishum kovid habracha. That's the covet of the bracha,
is to eat it
with the psa taste, with salt. But then he brings another time. V'oid, v'chofalot, who is this? Hagro, v'chein isa gam b'bahag. Kedei shlo yitztarech achakach lahafsik ben bracha l'chila l'vakish to ask melech v'tavlan. I guess. So, but why is that a reason to?
Because they can't eat it. The bread doesn't.
He's saying it wouldn't taste. You're gonna have to get salt later, anyways. The din is to have it ready before, because you shouldn't have to. Shouldn't later come to an hafzik. But then he says, "Afilam is achik tzas." After you made the brochen and the dafsta bisli, you have to wait a little bit to bring the salt. Gamkin nochin laham to melavorich. So we could wait a little bit. I don't know how much to wait.
In other words, if you're ready washed, all the fields, you're dying.
Right. So ready washed this time. You already made a moitzi.
No.
Sounds
no.
like wait till I bring you the salt.
No. But what the halacha is talking about, let's say you wash and realize there's no salt on the table. So don't make a moitzi for the salt.
Correct. Right. So I said.
Make a moitzi and then.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Rav Bar Shmuel Ikla was happened to be Labay Resh Gelusa by the Resh Gelusa. Afikula, they brought out rift of bread, the Batzel Ahedya. And Rashi says Batzel Ahedya means he right away was betzei the bread, and he didn't wait for the Melech and the Lifton. And this is the same Rav Bar Shmuel. So the Chayre, he didn't do what he Zayin Shita Yiddich, that you should wait till they bring the Melech and Lifton. Amalei Hodamar Mishmaita, you were Chayze from Mishmaita that one should be betzei only after the Melech and Lifton was brought. Amalun lays din tzarich b'shash. B'shash miloshon Rashi is miloshon ikuv. Miloshon waiting. There's no reason to wait over here because this pass of Rashi Kloima, it was pas nakia. It was pas nakia, so this pass does not need any salt. You don't have to wait for the salt. Know exactly what pas nakia is. Either pas nakia means it's a better tasting bread, better soilus nakia. It doesn't say soilus nakia. Pas nakia means a refined. Right.
It doesn't have bread.
It's a refined soilus. So I guess it's much more edible without salt, so therefore this kind of pass doesn't need lift on.
And since Tosfos brings a raya from this Gemara, you see that what Tosfos means is that it tastes good, not that it already has salt in it.
But already has salt in it means it tastes good.
No.
Could also be
because over here, the Rashi says not that it already has salt in it, because it tastes good.
Right.
So you see that
saying, in a case it would taste good without salt, I understand, the point is not salt. If you can get some other ingredients to have it taste good, then it's...
No, because some hold that you're supposed to always have salt with the bread, so you need the salt in the bread already.
But
Tosfos
says not.
I know, I said it.
Zog to Gemara. Very good. V'omer Rav Bar Shmuel Moshe Rav Chiya, ein mir reglaim, that Gemara is going to talk about health sachen and all the eitz toivis from healthy stuff. Don't finish by a person completely. Only if one sits down. Rashi says, because if he's standing, there's a kiluach, but towards the end, there's no kiluach, there's no flow, and it falls closer to the person. And the person doesn't want it to fall on him. It's going to fall on the floor. It will become dirty. Also, it shouldn't be moed gemar. I think previously in brachas was shlo yotzi laz al benel, that is a cursed shivchit, doesn't have a proper flow. So it's going to be nittes. It's going to bounce off the floor onto his clothing, his feet, and he doesn't want that. So he stops short of totally finishing.
Because then it looks like that his kids are
correct. Mams benem mazay cursed shivchit benem mazay. Correct. Right.
Therefore.
The only way to finish is be a shiva. Omrev kehano, but ofet yichuach, if it's an ofet yichuach, very soft ground,
it absorbs,
and afilu b'amida, a person is okay, it could finish up b'amida also. Be like ofet yichuach, if there's no ofet yichuach, what's the eitzah? Yamed b'makim gevoy, you should stand in a higher place. The yashin l'makim midrim, in a slanty place where it goes away from him, so it doesn't bounce, so there's no problem of nitzoitzis.
It won't bounce back.
Correct. That's what I just said. It won't bounce back. And therefore, one should do that. That's an eitzah toiv. Omer Rav Bar Shmuel Moshe Meidei B'chiya. Achakol achilascha, after all your eatings, achoil melech, eat salt. I don't know what kind of salt, Himalayan salt that you can eat. You eat plain salt? V'achakol shkiyoscha.
The Gemara says it's a bracha on salt.
The casket is a brach and salt. Eating salt, salt chips. I don't know the M's from M's. They're like this today. The Olam likes very salty licorice. The salty licorice from Amsterdam, from Holland, is so salty that Mamish McKenna, I can't take it into my mouth. But it's a whole favorite food in Amsterdam, Holland. Licorice, the Schwarz, the black licorice. But it's not like here black licorice, sweet licorice.
Mamish, it's called, it's types of licorice called double zelts, triple zelts. No, this mamish really salty items. So then we can have some zelts.
Now the runners, when they run and they sweat a lot,
they need salt and they're hydrated, they need salt.
So they add
salt pills. Salt tablets, right. Okay, in a tablet you can swallow, but start eating salt just like regular salt.
I don't know if that you make a bracha, because that's the one.
Right, it's not this mazik, right? It's not lachila. Achar kol chalosei chol melech, that's healthy. Drink water, and you won't be geshedik, you won't be nizik after all you drink all the other drinks, shtei mayim, drink wine, et mayim ve'i'at nizik, and you're not going to become nizik. Tani idoch, ochel kol machal v'loy ochel melech. If you ate kol machal, all kinds of foods, and you didn't afterwards, after the eating, eat melech, shasa kol mashkel v'loy shasa mayim v'yoyim. Yidag min rechapeh, you should be doyeg, you should worry from rechapeh, from bad breath. Ubalayla, if you ate at night or drank at night, you didn't do the following of drinking water after drinking other mashkina, you didn't eat melech after the food. Yidag min rechapeh, askro, you should worry about the machl of askro, which is what? What's it called?
Hysteria.
That's something with intestines, like it's a bowel issue, it seems like.
No, Rashi says, because then it first affects your bowels, then
right,
it affects
the garden,
and then your garden you swells, and then you can't breathe. Right. You die of strangulation.
Right, because it is called the choyli that's boladimisa. So you're saying it's because afterwards somehow you can't breathe.
Yeah, they didn't have the medication, right, the treatment for it in those days. Now there's different medications.
I thought it had something to do with associated. No fever involved in the Oscar? He, the lekas. I saw someone say brought the lekas. Isn't the lekas fever?
No, because his throat is swelling. So
right, Rashi said, right. How good the Nebana, Rashi and Shabbos. Choyli hamaskel b'mayim v'goyme b'goren. It finishes in the goren in the throat. Tanu Rabbonon, hamakva achilosei b'mayim. Rashi says means you drink an extreme lot of water after eating. Ein abolu de choyli ma'ayim. I guess it flushes a person, flushes you out. V'kamo, how much water? Omer v'chizek kitin lapas. It's a certain measurement. A kitin for pas. Pas, I think, also is a certain measurement. Kitin lapas.
A kitin for pas. The pas of error.
But what's the share of that pas?
That's Machlokes Rambam and the other Rishonim. For one meal, it's four eggs, and according to us, and according to Rambam, it's three eggs.
Kita, and this is on the Orech, Tzloiches, a Kois, a cup for a piece of bread, slices, something like an amount of bread. So for every amount of kebayim, every certain amount of pas is a certain amount of water. Amir Meir, Amir B'yochim, Harogel Badashim, someone is Rogel Badashim, Achas L'shloishim Yom, lentils, once in 30 days, Moineya, he holds back, Asker, Mitoich Beis, if I'm happening, I guess also the bowels work better with Adashim. Abul Kol Yoy Meloy, every single day don't need Adashim. My time is from the Koshul Rei Chapeh. It sounds like it's not going to be a problem of too much shilshul, too much going out, that's not the issue, but it seems like Rei Chapeh is the issue of having Adashim every single day. Vamar Rav Meri, Amar Rav Yoichanan, Herogel Bechardel, someone's Herogel, mustard, mustard seeds, or mustard, Achaz L'Shoshim Yoyim, Moinei Chalom, Yimenei Chalom, Yitoch Beisei. So I guess if you only, it doesn't say if you only like mustard with a hot dog, eat the hot dog.
It doesn't say how much.
Achas l'shoshim yoyim, menei chalom techbeis. I'll call yoyim every single day. Loyim, my time is from the kosher l'chul she the liben. A weak heart. What? Okay, what is that then?
You'll have a pain in his heart.
Okay, chul shudalib. It sounds like a weak heart. Had the katana, someone's rogel with small fish. You have this part. Okay. It doesn't come to the choy l'mayim. Also, another eitz toive. That's a small fish. Is a whole is not going to come to the choy
l'mayim.
What's a small fish? Sardines? What kind of fish?
It's small fish they had in Bavel. That was a certain min.
Sardines supposed to be huge fish, right? That they caught. What's a sardine?
No, sardine.
Tuna's big. Tuna's extremely large. Dogim ketanim is also v'loy oid. And furthermore, dogim ketanim mafrin u'marvin u'marvin kol gufa shaladim. I think it's mar bezera. It's like it's one of those things that you shouldn't eat. No, the second suda before on yom kippur. Dogim also shum and dogim is one of these things that could be mar bezera. I think that's what it means mafrin u'marvin u'marvin. It's healthy for the whole goof of the person. Amr v'chamav v'chenina rogel beketzach. Rashi says Ketzach, and what does the article say? Something that grows in the Eretz Yishmael, some kind of a seed. Kimmel?
Fennel.
Also, it's also called
Nigella,
or devil in a bush, or love in a mist.
Okay. Some kind of a seed, though, looks like, Rashi says.
It's very popular.
Minzuin, what?
It's very popular in the Arab lands.
But Rashi, Minzuin, Shazurin, Oysa, Be'eretz Yishmael. And he walked through the Arab Shuki, he smelled all these type of seeds and something. Someone from the Eretz Yishmael, one of these things, Herogel Be'ketzach, Ain the Bully Day Cave Lev. It doesn't come to a cave. Hurting of his heart, some heart issues. Meisver, Pshimim Gmanil Oimer, Ketzach Echad Meshishim Samoni Havavis. Ketzach is one of 60 of Samoni Hamavis. So it's not good. So you see, it's not good. Vahayoshon LeMizrach Gronoi. If someone sleeps, Mizrach east of his pile of Ketzach, is Dome Berosha, because he's guilty, he's going to end up dying from this. So he's negligent. Dome Berosha, why is he doing it? Rashi says, if you sleep east of it, Mizrach Gernoi, so the westerly wind is usually a very wet.
No, that's because they're from Bavel, and the Mediterranean is west of this, so it comes with the very damp.
It doesn't sound like it's talking about specifically a specific area. That's what you're saying.
That's
sounds like Ruach Marovis.
Rashi's
Ruach
Bavel.
Okay.
Only.
Rashi is Ruach Marovis, plain, simple. Ruach Marovis, a westerly wind is usually more, is lacho, so it comes up of anasa and a wettish type of a wind, and it takes this ketzach and it goes into the guf shel adam. That's very very dangerous. So you see, it's a problem. So we do the hazeh shtim. I'm thinking, well, loikasha, habereicha, habetaimer. The reyach of this ketzach is no good. So therefore, that's the ketzach that's no good that we're referring to. Habetaimer, the taste of it, is beseder, meaning if you have eat, the taste to eat it, correct. Rashi's timer, right? The time means eating, that's not a problem.
I'd like to see you eat something without smelling it, which the Gemara is going to say.
Right. Ime, the Rabbi Yirmi, the mother of Rabbi Yirmi, afile rifta baked him a bread, umedabkele, she was medabek on it, this ketzach. But afterwards, after it baked and the taste went into it,
Makalfele,
she was koilof, she took it off, that shouldn't have the reyach, it shouldn't have the issue of a reyach. So you have the tam, beli reyach, reyach, mamoshe, taimo, usually the reyach is reyach milsa, reyach lav milsa, but different shmuz and erim. But a kaponim, that seems like this ketzach was an issue only with the reyach, not with the tam. Zogtig more weiter, if you don't oime boire mine de shoim, so machlok is in the Mishnah, we make boy pri adomo, or Reb Yehuda said, you make a boy mid the shom. I'm Reb Zeir, we tell him, by papa. Ein halach, Reb Yehuda, we don't pass like a papa. All the rocks and vegetables, we make a boy pri adomo, not a boy mid the shom. V'om Reb Zeir, we tell him, Rebchina, by papa, my time, Reb Yehuda, what's the time of Reb Yehuda that holds that you make a bracha boy mid the shom? On my crow, Baruch Hashem, yoim yoim. V'chibi yoim avorchen, you bench the Ebishtu, v'layla, yoim avorchen, I say. Every day, 10 loy me'en b'chayso. And Rashi explains, Rashi says, b'shabbos me'en Shabbos. If you give a bracha, when you make a bracha on Shabbos, it should be me'en Shabbos. B'yontiv me'en yontiv. It means it's supposed to be more of a mevureres diga bracha, more specified bracha.
To include.
Correct. So, b'yontiv pri adoma in the Rashi in the Mishnah. If you look Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi says, b'yontiv me'en d'shoim, and Rabbi Yehuda's din, b'yontiv me'en d'shoim, Lefishiyesh b'chal priyadomo deshoim uzroim. So the side deshoim and side zroim could go in kidneys. So you have the vegetables and all the seeds. And by you saying b'yirmin deshoim, you are separating, making a more mavur de gebracha. So I didn't understand. If Yehuda is going to hold that when you, where's the, is there going to be a mavur de gebracha when you eat kidneys and zroim? You'd say b'yirmin deshoim. It's only by deshoim that you make it. But it seems like a kaponim, the word of Rabbi Yehuda is that it's more mavur, more clear bracha, more specific bracha on vegetables. Boyrimine deshoim. It sounds like nevesh. V'alai yirokis oime boyrimine deshoim. So if it's more mavur tvei, and that's how he learns it out from this pasuk of Baruch Hashem yom yom to be a more specific bracha. Shabbos you make that bracha, Yom Tov a different bracha, it's more specific bracha. And it seems like that's. How specific?
Even if you that you don't need more than bar pH. And the Marbanan argued that they
it's specific, right? It's considered specific enough because Shahakal is a general bracha, and if you're making Adomo and A's, those are considered specific. If you took it a little bit to the next level of even more specific of Borbi the Chub. And so brought down, Gemara says, Ein halacha kebuda. We know, yochad v'ram, halacha kram. I guess the Gemara right now brings a posik. It would seem like almost a kishmak a posik that would be like Rabbi Yehuda. Afa pekein, ein halacha kebuda.
Gemara is telling you the big kiddush. You're not allowed to make bar of the shah.
I hear, maybe that's it. You're not allowed to. Not just you don't have to. You're not allowed to. Okay?
Because if they were talking about the Rabbeya, you can't be mashanim at Beishat Avachom. Right.
ואומר רב זעיר ביתם רבחינם בי פאפה, בואי ראי כמה לוק שלוי כמידס הקדוש ברוך הוא, מידס בוסף אדום. מידס בוסף אדום, כלי ראי כאן, if it's an empty כלי מחזיק. You can put in more. מולי, if it's full, אין המחזיק. אבל הקדוש ברוך הוא אינו כן, מולי, מחזיק. ראי כאן, if it's empty, אין המחזיק. שנם אבל יוי מהם, שמויה תשמע. Double lush, שמויה תשמע. אם שמויה, means if you learned, שמויה, if you learned already, תשמע. Memlav loy tishma. Rashi explains. Rashi says it means kli mole means an adam chacham. Someone that's an adam chacham was a chacham that has a lot of Torah that you can keep on adding more and more learning. But kli reikon, someone that hasn't learned, and where does that ever start? But
Rashi's mashma, he says that you won't want to listen if you didn't learn. If you don't have no, if Rashi you never learned.
Rashi and the other way. Yes. If you learn pamachas. Soifo shetata oizen pamachas. That sounds like
you'll want to hear.
Right, you'll want to hear more.
But otherwise, you won't want to hear.
Right.
But then Rashi says the next shot.
To Yoshua, 1 second. So, Kaponim, I think that the way they explain it is in Ruchnius and Shdukan Gvulim, you can keep on adding. There's no. It's not limited. In Gashmius, it's limited, so.
But Rashi is the other Psalm, Shama Yoshua, this Machadish. Rashi says you have to chaz.
Right, okay, we're not there. 1 second. Right, if you chaz. What's the next Psalm? So, the Gemara, Dover Achim Shamoya, Biyoshon, if you're going to chaz the old, Rashi says, if you chaz the old, then Tishma v'chodesh v'tarangim, and then you know you can be koila the new ones. But if yifne levavcho, you're not going to chaz a shuv loy tishma. It seems like the chazor and the retaining of the old is a vehicle for accepting more versus if someone does a chazor, then is less of a.
Basically, this child is not cool. You have Torah. If you don't have, if you have no Torah, then
because it's called kli, it's me saying it's going to be because the Gemara calls it kli reikon.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the rei vein a koitzer.
Yeah.
You've left for nothing. Okay. Zok the Mishnah. Birch al peris ilum. Someone makes a bracha on peris ilum. You make a burpi adom you yoitz. However, fakert opposite. If on peris the oritz. You make a bury priates, lo yotz. Al kulam and all of them, im omer shahakul niyabedvor, if you say shahakul, you are yotz. Zok the Gemara. Man tana, the ikir ilon, is arihi. It seems like the explanation of here is the shayla is the fruits that are growing from the trees, and mostly coming from the tree. Avadi, the tree is getting chiyas, some chiyas from the ground, but the ikr with the peri is coming from the tree, or is the ikr peri coming directly from the adama, and almost as if the fakir, the ilon, the tree is almost like a vehicle just to passing through to get to the peri. So which one is it? So mantan, if you see in our Mishnah that if you make an boire pri adama, that you're the yoitze, that means the hotzach satin with the adama, right? Must be it's coming the ikr from the adama. So mantan, that the ikr ilon is arab. The ikr kol ha-peiris hi-oritz, v'hakul godl he-meno. It's getting from the ground, growing from the ground. It's Rabbi Yehuda. That now when the Mishnah in Bikurim, yovesh ha-mayon. If the mayon dried out, v'niktzil and the ilon got cut down, mevi ve'ena kori. You bring Bikurim. Rashi says the case is you cut it down before the mayon dried out, before the niktzil ilon. And then it got nicked as the tree or Yovash HaMayan. You may be the Bikurim. It's good Bikurim. But the Einikur, you can't lay in the parasha of Adomo Asher Nesatali. That's the problem. Why? Because now the tree is cut off. So Vesatis, it sounds like Rashi is saying, Batlala'ara. In other words, the Adomo Asher Nesatali, I think that's how I understood Rashi means. The Adomo Asher Nesatali is referring to the tree. And the tree now is already cut off. So that's Shunatoitabo. It's a dead tree now. So you can't say Adam Hashem Nesatali. But that's only because it's coming from the tree.
It's halacha by Bikurim.
Right, halacha by Bikurim. But it's only if you hold, so the Tanakam is going that it's coming, the unique from the tree.
The tree is
dead already, so you can't say anymore Adam Hashem Nesatali.
However, that has no water. Also
Rabbi Yehuda, right. Rabbi Yehuda, maybe Vekoyer, you could be maybe Vekoyer. So it's Yehiker. So you and the, So if it's basically yoinik from the oritz, and the oritz is the ikir, the adoma is still there. The adoma is chayvekayim. The adoma could be vayta moitzi new paris if you plant another tree.
So it's good for the
adoma. So here also, if the ikir is the adoma, so therefore, if you're going to buy a pir eitz, you're going to make a buy a pir adoma. So it comes out, according to the Tanakama, Pasha, so comes out, according to the Tanakama of that Mishnah Bikurim, you, if you make a bar pri adoma on the bar pri eitz, you're not going to be yotze. Well, the ikir is the ilon, and
what do you do with the yavah shemayim? You don't have a svara anymore.
And therefore Tosis says, look, in Tosis the b'mas Reb Yehuda, v'nira da locha Reb Yehuda. The locha is going to be like Reb Yehuda. The sasul on tanak vasek. Our Mishnah here is soisim that if you make a bar pri adoma on a bar pri eitz, you are yotze. So being so, and the Gemara is telling it too that it's totally in that machlokes and bikurim. So if the Mishnah is soisim here, so we're paskin like Rabbi Yehuda.
What do you do with Yavash Shemayim?
So we're gonna paskin like Rabbi Yehuda by bikurim that maybe the koyre because it's totally with the ilan, and we're gonna and over here also with Tani Kavosi we're paskin birch apedim by piadama yoytze. That's the halacha. Yeah. What
do you do with Yavash Shemayim? This Yavash Shemayim is not gonna grow without adama.
He's saying Yavash Hamayim, yeah,
and you need the mayim because otherwise the
ground will dry too up. It's too dry. Dry. I hear what you're asking. What do you do with Yavash Hamayim? I guess even Yavash Hamayim somehow doesn't ruin the ara totally. It's more of a problem.
Else.
It's more of a trauma cloth for the tree, but the adam itself is somehow still going to be still moist. What?
We don't care what the adam was. It came from.
I hear. But that's not a shalva. If it came from what it was, then it shouldn't even the tree.
Shouldn't affect Bikurim.
It shouldn't affect
Bikurim.
Yeah,
but Tosis says as far as that if the ground was not.
Right,
not
Tosis says another svar. Yes, before she got the maybe vein ekoyim shenir kimesh meshabeach like a deshboch. It doesn't look like he gave me a shvach. Like a koyvel chas from like a cursing, like he gave me a doma. She ain't really complaining. Right. Okay. Zok the Gemara. Al pay the Gemara said that al peiris ha'oretz, if you make on the peiris ha'oretz, you make a burger pre-oetz, you're not yoitz. In fact, the more pshita that you're not yoitz. Peiris ha'oretz is not an eitz. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, lo yinitzuch, it's not nidat el Rabbi Yehuda, only according to Rabbi Yehuda, chita is a mean ilonu. Chita, kernel of chita is a mean, as a type of tree. The Tanya, we look in the Brayse. Ilon, the tree, she'ochel v'mena odam erishon. The Itzadas, the ilon, she'ochel v'mena odam erishon. It was a geffen. Why? How do we? Ain't like davar. Maybe yilola al adam. There's no thing that brings yilola. It means the problems and bechi and issues on a person. El yain. Shenema. It says vayesh ben yain. I think this was by noach. Vayesh ben yain. Vayesh ben noach. He had issues. There was he became shikir. And his kids. So vayesh min hayayim vayishkor. So it sounds like I had a Moisef Rashi. So the Moisef Rashi, there's no, I don't have it here. Basically, it sounds like we're learning out that something. What Rashi says that v'zeh hevi misa. The eating from the Eitz Hadas brought misa loyalam, right? And misa is usually associated with bechi and yelola. So it's mistaber what? Right. So the tree also was probably a geffen, which that's also associated with yelola and bechi with problems. The tree was a teina. On something that was a kilkul. That's the advice is that's the hanhoga of the Eibishter. Rashi of Moisef Rashi and Sanhedrin Daf Ayin. Midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Hanhoga of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is beizmol shumakaboy, with the izmol, with the shtick or the knife or whatever izmol that he hits with, humerape nes betoich nes. Vayatzes eish betzion, right? The tzreifus beis hamikdash was beish, and then beish zitzata.
The Gemara
says Yitzro all of Tehina. Right. Shenema all of Tehina. So the tikkun of after the chet of Eitz Hadas that they knew they were rumim him was with it, the leaf of a teina. So memela the midah of a kodesh baruch is that with whatever he gives a makah he's misakin. So memela the chet of the Eitz Hadas was also with the teina because the tikkun we see the tikkun later was with vayitzpru all of teina. Rabbi Yehuda im chita hoyse was a chita she'ein atinik. Yoidei alikris abba v'ima, the tinnik doesn't know to call abba v'ima actually yitn tam dog until he tastes tam dog. As Rashi says, v'zen ikir eitz hadas. The dog gives in a gewiss amount of das, So therefore, so the Eitz Hadas was Chita. So therefore, so now that we have this Rabbi Yehuda, so we see that Rabbi Yehuda is considered, holds the Chita, he holds the Eitz Hadas was a Chita, so you see it's called the Eitz. Salkadait, the Chita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, the Chita is, I mean, it'll only work, you should make a boy pre Eitz.
And
you'll be Yehuda. It sounds like almost kamashmah, like you should make a bracha boy pre Eitz, and for sure that if you made a boy pre Eitz on it, the Eva Vadi Yehuda. So it's like the kamashmah alone, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, when do you make a boy periods? When you take away the periods, you still have the branch, and it brings out from the same branch new fruits again. Probably the next season. I don't know if it means it brings it out right away. But the next season. Mapik what? Rashi's periachrine. I think even the next season. But when you take away the periods, the you don't have the same branch to bring out another again.
You cut it down.
Right, chita you cut it down, or it dries out. You, when you take out the chita out of the shell, out of the shibolas, out of the shaft, it dries out. It's done.
No,
doesn't produce again.
Dries out.
Right.
No, because it's two parts of the straw.
Right. So even the part it's over. Doesn't right. produce again. So then, loyim v'chinah lev. Then you don't make a bar priyat, a bar priyat dover. You only make a bar priyat dover. And then the bottom toisus here, memanum aleph, and this is probably a ganzer shmuz. These berries and tutim, strawberries, and all these type of things that are, it's low to the ground. It's not low to the ground. It keeps on reproducing a new stem, an old stem. The pasha's the general rule is anything that has the same branch, but like a regular tree that again produces the following year, again pairs on that same branch. That's eight. Something that has to re. What's bananas? Then bananas like that. Adama, correct. It comes down and a new tree, and new stalks, new branches every single year. So that's usually the basic chilik between Eitz and Adama. But obviously it's very specific. Toys brings these items and the prezayish and this back and forth. What you make a boy pre Eitz, a boy pre Adama. That's the shmuz.
They grow on the you have.
They do stay right.
So it grows along the ground, and that part doesn't stay. The other thing stays. So the berries come from grows along the ground.
Right.
So that's not cool.
Correct.
And then there's a shaila if you have the starch moves down. What happens if the roots stay from you?
Right. The roots, the branch. But that's the shaila. That's a shaila. But bifnei atzmoi. Okay, I mean, that's the shmuz here. That's what the Gemara is mechalik here. But exactly, each item by item, I think the shmuz goes through every single, you know, a lot of the items. Very item specific. Zog the Gemara.
The Gemara only is meant to point to Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Huda says that the
it's a minchita. But we're passing this lamaisa. This becomes lamaisa, the nafkimina between the eights and Adam. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Here you're asking. It seems like you're asking a question. Okay, we'll have to address it. Kulan amam shahakul, and if everything said shahakul yoytze itmar. Rebuna amar Rebuna says chutz mina pas mina yain. I'm passing yain, which have specific brachas. Not. I would assume it probably has to do somehow with. So Rashi says it this way. Kedamil kamon shegoyim brachas harben atzmi. Passing yain a goyim its own brachas by kiddush habdol and birchas chasanim. It sounds like it's a choshev type of thing. It's so choshev that on this you can't make a general brach of shahakul. Is not going to work. I was thinking maybe, I don't know if it has to do with, you know, there's already a Bari Pri Adama according to the Chumam, which is, what's it called? What is Chita? Bread. Bread you would make a Bari Pri Adama.
Oh, there's already a bracha on the ingredient.
There's already on Geffen, Eitz. Shana bracha. And the Chumam went ahead and was sakin even a more mavoridig bracha. So it's kamat begeders, you can't have the general bracha.
That's not what Rashi says.
No, I know that. Rashi doesn't say it. Masha'inkin by Pia Adama, by Pia Eitz, about it's general, but it includes everything. It's called all Adam. I don't know if that would be a story. But in other words, it's already a Mavur of a Mavur. It's already, they took Pasayin out of the regular Adama, which is ready specific of not charcoal. It's Adama, right? If not for the specific bracha, it would have been a Hamoitz. Instead of Hamoitz, it would have been Adama. Instead of a Pia Gofen, it would have been a by Pia Eitz. Or shakal, whatever the juice of
it. It has two layers of.
It's already a second layer, so it's already more specific than that. But it doesn't sound like.
And
Rashi says about the chashivas.
And the types of bread. The types of bread, according to Rashi, would be because the evidence you can make kiddush on
kiddush on pas, I hear. So therefore, it doesn't work.
But the point of Shabbos was over here be because even Rabbanan made the word Samaula that Shaka won't make it, that Adama won't make it, because this is Tumavor.
Come again?
In other words, Rabbanan only argued Rabbi Huda that Adama is enough, you don't have to make Babarani in the Shabbos. But to go so far that a shaka will help for Adama, but so far that Adama will help for Hamas.
Shaka of Adama works, that we have the mission. The Shaila is, the question is if it works for these two things. Even Paz V'yayin Shahakal works. And Tosha, Tap Tosha says, V'chein Halacha, Azoyed Halacha, because we have a machlok, say Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav was Rav Huna, Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav Huna is a Talmud of Rav, and normally Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha is Rabbi Yochanan. So Paz like Rabbi Yochanan, even Paz V'yayin, a Shahakal works, and that's the Paskin, the Halacha, that Shahakal works and everything, even Paz V'yayin. Name it Kanoi. Let's say that this Machlok is Rav Huna, Rabbi Yochanan is Machlok is Danoi. And Rav Paz, we saw Paz V'omar. Kamano, Pazu, how beautiful, nice this Paz is. Baruch HaMokum Shabro, the bench that created this Paz. Yotze, Yoytze. Yoytze the Baruch. Rav Ta'ina, Vama Kamano, Ta'ina, Zu, Baruch HaMokum Shabro, Yotze, Yoytze the Baruch, Divri Meir, Zu, Yaltri Meir. Yoytze, 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 no, the kolam shanim and matbeis shetav chachamim. He changed from the matbeis shetav chachamim be brachas loy yotzi dechavosim. So he wants to say, so it's a name of ketanoi. Name it, let's say Reb Huna that says that shahakal does not work for Paz V'yayin is like Reb Yosi that said mishanim and matbeis shetav chachamim is not loy yotzi. You have to make another bracha. Reb Yochanan that says that shahakal works even on Paz V'yayin. Let's say he says like Reb Meir that says that you can make this, you make up your own bracha. You say the hakamenu apazu that you yotzi. So he name it ketanoi. Am Reb Huna, no. Reb Huna is going to say, "Amo de Amri Afila Meir. I, even if I hold that Shahakal doesn't work from Paz V'yayin, could still hold like a Meir that holds that if you say on the Paz that Kama no Pazu, that it's a good bracha. Why? Ad kan lekom Reb Meir. When Reb Meir say that it works, Hosam dir Elahecha the Komit Kishme the Paz. You mentioned the name of Paz. You're saying on a piece of bread, Kama no Pazu. So you're mentioning Paz." If you're not going to mention pass, then maybe not. So therefore, say so too. If you're going to say on pass v'yayin, you're not mentioning the pass in the yayin. So then you're not yoytze. I feel like Rabbi is going to be moide that you're not going to be yoytze. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Rabbi Yochanan says, Omelach will tell you vaytis. I'm not dependent dafke on what's it called, on Reb Meir. I'm not, I could say even Rabbi Yossi, that Mishanam HaBei Shetov HaChomim is a problem. But I could still hold that if you're going to say Kama Noah Pazu, that it's going to be good. Why?
It won't be good. Specifically, Shahakal will be good.
Right, Shahakal. Sorry, Shahakal would be good on Paz V'yayin, but still hold like Rabbi Yossi that over there, right, that over there if you say Kama Noah Pazu, it's no good. Why? Because Adkan Lekom Rabbi Yossi Yossim, that it's no good, and he called him Mishanam HaBei Shetov HaChomim, which when you say a bracha to the Tekin Rabbana, you made your own concocted bracha, that's not bracha to the Rabbana with Mesakin, is not good. But Omer, if you say Shahakal Nei B'dvorer, the Tekin Rabbana, the Rabbana Mesakin, there you're not going to have a problem. Tosis is bothered, obvious question. So when Rabbi Yossi said, Kol Mishanam HaBei Shetov HaChomim, he means anything, even Shahakal. We're saying that Rabbi Yochanan
is mechalik now.
I hear. So Rabbi Yochanan is mechalik, but we're saying he's going to be like Rabbi Yossi. And Tosis Frek, him toime, hecha motzah sover Rav Huna, how can he hold like Rabbi Yossi? Rav Huna moide v'shad vam, chutz min apaz v'yayin, they say shahakal, that you're yoytze, where Rabbi Yossi holds you're not yoytze. So, yeah, okay. My show of it, al kaponim, zog to gemora vayter. Binyamin the shepherd, kor chifte, he ate bread, v'omer, boruch mori de hai pita. Benched is the Ebishter of this bread. Omer Rav Yotzo Yoytze. Birchas Rashi says, oh no, that's Rashi later. Yoytze means the bracha chreina. Yoytze for birchas amozni.
The first Frek, bracha.
No, here we're going with the last bracha. Frek the Gemara, Omer Rav called bracha Shein Bo. We can see from the Gemara later. You see, it means the bracha birchas amozni. But it may be both. But at least the discussion is birchas amozni.
Yeah, but
Omer Rav.
Bracha,
oh, let's see. Bracha, we didn't say yet the word bracha rishoyne. He says yotze. It's referring to birchas hamazon. V'omer Rav, frak tigmar, Rav said called bracha shem b'haskaras Hashem. A bracha doesn't have a haskaras Hashem ain't a bracha. And for the gemara, the omer brich rachmona moridai pita. So he mentioned that Ebish's name rachmona. Frak tigmar v'albina sholosh brachas. That's what we see. It's referring to birchas hamazon. You need three brachas. Birchas hamazon is three brachas. And for the Gemara, my yotze, when I said yotze means the kamar, my yotze the kamar rav, now means yotze de bracha yishoyne. It means, Rashi says, the birchas hazon, the first bracha. But avadi, you're going to have to make the next two brachas of birchas hamozon. So if someone says, birchas hamozon, the high pita, it's yotze, the birchas hamozon of the first bracha. The first nen, yes. Yes, it sounds like it. You want to know how we pass him when he gave that halacha before? So I do see a base of kol hamashanim a base of tavuch chachamim. So you're saying if he yoytze, is it only you yoytze the bracha achroine lechoy? But it sounds like the bracha you're showing in that. Right. I do see a base by yoytze kol hamashanim a base of tavuch chachamim. I for some reason I thought the bracha chmona the ipita works even for the bracha you're showing. I'll look it up later. Okay. Maybe not.
That's the Gemara before.
Before, right. That's what I'm saying. And it sounds like we're passing the Kabyosi. And it wouldn't work. It only works for the Bracha Achroina. We'll check it up right after. Okay. Maikamash, affecting more. Maikamash, what's the Chiddush? Avagav Dhamma Veloshechoyl, that even if you say it Veloshechoyl, Brich Lechmona, the high pita, that you yoytze. Tanina, we'll look at the Brises.
Veloshechoyl means you didn't say
Veloshechoyl. Right, Veloshechoyl. What did I say? I said Veloshechoyl, Lechoyl.
He says it in English.
Right. Not in Lashon Kodesh. Tanina, we learned Ve'ilin Amorim, and look at the Brises. These are the, could be said B'chol Lashon, any Lashon, not Dafka Lashon Kodesh. Pasha Soite, Bide Meiser, Kirish Ma Tfilo Brich Samozin. So it's a Brise that you say Brich Samozin B'chol Lashon. So just because you use the egg in the Lashon Choyl of Brich Ma the High Peter, why shouldn't he be Yoitze? And for the Gemara, it's a Chsalka that Chemina Hanamil Adam B'Lashon Choyl in the same way, Kehechet Atakin in the same way the Rabbonim and Masakin in Lashon Kodesh. And you translate it into your own Lashon Choyl, then it's Beset. Avalo Yomar B'Lashon Choyl Kehechet Atakin in Rabbonim B'Lashon Kodesh. But if you didn't say in Lashon Choyl in the same way the Rabbonim and Masakin in Lashon Kodesh, Eim Eloi, hey, you're making up your own Yom Baruch, you would say not. Kamashon, the Chiddush there is that you are Yoitze, not just that Lashon Choyl. Lashon Choyl we know already. But Lashon Choyl in your own words, that is the Chiddush here, that Kamashon the Yoitze. Gufa.
Say someone benches in English and
they
don't say
Shalom Malchus,
you use the word that.
That's the next one.
Then it won't work because the Gemara already said, even in this Brich Rachmona, Brich the Haipita, where's my Shem?
Rachmona.
Oh, you're saying if you say God, the word God?
Yeah, he reads it in English, he reads the word
God. God, does God also substitute for Lashon Choyl for Lashon Choyl? Lachor, I would say yes. That should be beseitah.
Yeah. Yeah, but the problem is, he's saying shame.
Where's my shame? Shame has to be shame. Hashem and Lashon Kodesh.
Well, yeah, I understand. That's all you translate.
Right. To me, it would sound like it's good because what the Parshas Soita and Vidu Maaseh. There's no shame Hashem there. I guess not. What? No, it's more you moichid the shame Hashem, but maybe yeah, the Chayit is a shame. I don't know what he's saying. Yeah. Gufa Amar Rav, Kol Bracha Shem Baskaras Hashem. Every bracha that doesn't have Hashem, you're not mentioning the Eibush's name. Ain't a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kol Bracha Shem Malchus. In addition to Shem Hashem, if it doesn't have Malchus, ain't a bracha. Amar Bai Kvasa the Rav Mestabit Mestabit like Rav. The Tanya, we learned in the Brayser Lo Yavartim. It says in the pasuk, by Vidu Meiser, and the person has to say Vidu that they did all his obligations of Meiser Rishon Sheni all the years he did everything to be sedarf to Zion. He says Lo Yavartim Mitzusecha V'Lo Shechachti Lo Yavartim Lo Verecho. I wasn't over for making a bracha. As a Kirashi, I made my proper bracha. Asher Kitchonu Mitzvayse V'Tzivonu LaHafish Tumer Meiser V'Lo Shechachti MeLaHaskish Shemcholov. And I was masking the name. I was masking the Eibush's name by the bracha. V'Elu Malchus Lo Ketana Shteitish Malchus. Rabbi Yochanan will say, "Tonu v'lo shachachtim l'haskes shimcho u malchus cha'olov," including with malchus. We pass him like Rabbi Yochanan that you need every bracha needs shema malchus. And
what do you do with Gemara before bracha Roshayna?
If Tosa speaks out, Tosa speaks out that even if someone says bracha Hashem l'kenu melech, doesn't say the word ha'olam. If you don't say melech ha'olam, when on ha'olam is felt as a malchus, melech of what? Right.
The Shem Malchus and the other brachas, and that's enough for the first bracha. Maybe you don't understand malchus for every bracha.
Right, this is something that's what it is. It's a svar. Once you start off with malchus, it works for the. That's the
yeah, 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 yeah. But over here, the reverse.
Okay, I've learned. Okay, Yitzchak is b'mokka malchus. So it goes through some
you don't have
malchus. Substitute for malchus.
Over here, it's just the opposite. You had malchus in the other brachas, but not in the first bracha.
You didn't have a baruch hamalchus.
Right. Right. You don't have. He's asking. Right. Where's the malchus? Right.
So it could be that the second and third bracha helps.
I'm saying that's not even second bracha, that's baruch.
It seems like brachas that don't have a regular psich and chasima, they ain't shayach malchus. Then it's a shayach malchus. Depends on what type of bracha. But I guess we're saying here, wait a second, so Rabbi Yochanan is saying if it doesn't have, it says this is a general rule. But about this case,
that certain brachas have.
Right, right. Now here, Birchei Chmona, I pita, it's enough. But shame, it seems like that's a must. That's malchus, amol, there's certain times you have malchus, sometimes you don't have malchus. Now, dove shein gedulim in the oret, zok the Mishnah. Dove some of these things that don't grow from the ground. Oy meshakal li bedvoroi, you say shakal li b'chomets, and vinegar, b'la noivlois. We're going to see the Rashi says, mefarash b'gom, we'll see what noivlois are. V'ala haguvai, it means kosher chagovim, kosher grasshoppers. Oy mei shakal li bedvoroi. You say shahakim. You the oimer, because it says kol shu min klola, whatever is a min klola, ein levarchanol, we may make a bruch. I guess, you know, vinegar and
locusts.
And locusts, these achanot that are associated with klola.
And nivus is also a klola.
Right, it's already somehow ruined. It becomes it's downgraded. We'll see in the Gemara. So since it's a min klola, we b'chal don't make a bruch. Hoylof on a min lehab, if you have many minim, if you don't have a name in Shiva, if you have in the Shiva, Samina, who Mavarach, you make a brach on that. Mavarach, Alayz, and Shiyat, so you do whatever you want first. That's going to be the next sugi, next blot. Tanu Rabbonim, Aldova Shani Kedulim in Oriots, Kigoin. For example, Vasa Behemoth, Chais, Voifis, Dog and Fish, Chicken, Meat, Oimish Hakon, Limit Vora, Cholov, and Milk, Valabetsim, and Eggs, Alvina, Cheese, Oimish Hakon. Ala Pas, Shivsha Pas, that started to rot, to moldy, Valayayin, Shehikrim, it gets really settled pieces in the wine. You can see the wine is going, what does Hikrim mean? Sour, getting.
No, Rashi, one place that it has a layer
smell?
On top.
Right, it starts with one layer, it gets, that's it, starts getting piecey.
And there's Rashi in other places that there's Mashmadil, according to Loaz, that's like stringy.
Okay, well, Tavshel, Shobet, Tsirosa, the Tavshel that already, the Tsur already, it's getting spoiling. It's just like Shanish, Oim Shahakal, you say, I guess it's still edible, you're benefiting, Yastan, no, it's a Shahakal, of a Shanish. Basically, it's not that, it's not that thing anymore. So that specific thing that it was, which has its own bracha, now does it's not that anymore. So Shanish, these elements, Shanish can get the van, it's not that thing, so then it downgrades, then it's a Shahakal. Ala Melech, Asuot, Vala Zamis, what Zamis?
Salt water.
While kamein and pitri is mushrooms and truffles. Oimer shahakal, you say shahakal. Zok to Gemara. Remember, let's say the kamein and pitri is lav gedul karkin, and it's not gedul karkin, even though physically it's on the ground. But let's say it's not gedul karkin because he make a shahakal. But tanya lunt nebrais in the dorim hamnoidim in a pei. Someone makes a neder that is not going to be nana. These asus peris oritz is also the peris oritz umuter yumuter the kamein and pitri is. Because it's not considered Paris Oris, but the imam, but if he said he asks on himself, kol gidule karka alai, all the gidule karka alai is osra ami, then osra yosra ab bekamena pitris. So you see it's considered gidule karka. So if it's considered gidule karka, you should make a burri priya dama lechere. Om rabbaye, mirbe, rabbi ma'ari, it gets moisture, and that's how it grows from the ground. But min kilo yon kemai, it's not yonik, it doesn't get sustenance, it comes in yonik mika from the ar. So therefore, it's a shahakul. But it's good, so in other words, it's called gidule karka, because it needs the wetness of the karka to grow, but it's not considered a priya oritz. That's not considered a peris oritz, because it's not yonik from the ground. So therefore, it's a shahakul. Frag the gemara of al, dover shein gidule min oritz ketani. In the price of Tanu Rabbonon, it says, dover shein gidule min oritz, is one of the cases is Kamein Pitri. So you see, it's not even considered Gidula Minoritz. What?
It is awesome. What time? I'm not going to pay ourselves.
No, not the Nedev. Al Dovashen Gidula Minoritz Ketan means the Braisa that says Benebrochis. Tanu Rabbon, the beginning of the Gemara, right? You see the Gemara in the beginning, the first line of the Gemara. Tanu Rabbon, Al Dovashen Gidula Minoritz Kegoin. It keeps on going with the list, and part of the list is Kamein Pitri. So Kameda Pitris is a shahakal because it's not gedul on earth. We just finished saying it is gedule karka.
It's not yoinik.
And therefore, when an edev is just not yoinik, so for brachonat, how are you calling gedulim in arutz? And for the Gemara, Tony, al dovash any yoinik in arutz. And we have to say it means it's not yoinik in arutz. Right, peyos arutz and gedulim in arutz.
It's not peyos
arutz. It's not peyos arutz, but it is gedule karka from the dorim. But since it's not yoinik from the karka, right, it's not peyos arutz. Vala noivlis, my noivlis. What are noivlis? It's the tamarim already. The tamarim, the dates that it became for the sun, basically burnt it. It gets shriveled and
withered.
It's fashvach of it. It gets fahakt already from the sun and from the gets very dry and.
So it's nishtana.
It's downgraded. The tamarim that the wind blows off the tree. So now we learned in the Mishnah. If you don't make a kol shemin klolo, erim evarchnav. The Rebbe and our Mishnah says if you make a klolo, you don't make a bracha. So Mishnah in the Man Domar that noivlois are bush lekamri hayne dekar lemin klolo. So it's going back on that. It's called min klolo because it's already ruined. Elu leman domar tamid ezik. It's tomorrow that the wind blew off my min klolo. What's wrong with it? There's nothing wrong with it yet.
Even if you hold that means before it got right.
Right, but it's still
was good.
It's still good. Correct. And for the Gemara Hashaira, then you have to say when Yehuda said min klolo is not going on the noivlis, it's going on guvai and on and chaimitz and guvai. Ikud amri that those who say bishlam elamandom and bushlik amri heine makes sense mavrichin b'shahakol because it's downgraded, it lost its thing. So that's where you make a shahakol. But if you hold that noivlis in the Mishnah is tamri deziki, then shahakol. Why are you saying shakal? Boy priates mava and ruch. You should have made a boy priates, a regular priates. Nothing wrong with it. And for the Gemara, Elo ben noivlo istam, kulam lo pligi de bushlo kamen in it. When it says noivlo istam, so in our Mishnah, it's referring to the bushlo kamen, the withered tomorrow. Ki pligi, when is the machloikis of Reb Zeirin and Riloi on noivlo is whether it means bushlo kamen or whether it means tamri vizikir, is ben noivlo is tomorrow. When it says noivlo is tomorrow. That's when the machlokes. Now we're looking at the Mishnah and the Mai. Hakalon shebed Mai. Rashi says Kalon shebed Mai means those cheap, they're not choshuva fruits. Rashi says she'ein chashuvim ve'ein ama oretz chashulaim la'asurim. I guess the ones that are expensive, the choshuva fruits, he's lax. He doesn't want to take off. He doesn't take ma'aser. But the Kalon shebed Mai, we don't have to be choshuvim. We're going to assume he did take off from it. Mishki choshuva zachin. So Hakalon shebed Mai, which are Shitin, Rimen, Oizrodin, Bnei Shuach, Bnei Shikma, Gufnen, Venitzva, Venoivlos tomorrow. Here we mention Noivlos tomorrow. And Shitin. Oh no, sorry. Venoivlos tomorrow. Stop. So all these are considered Kalon Shabbat Mai. And Kalon Shabbat Mai, you don't have to take off Misafik. You don't have to take off Maisim because you can assume that Amoritz took off Maisim. Zog the Gemara. Shitin, what Shitin? Amrav Avachono, Mevechin, Min Te'enim. It's a type of Te'enim. If you want to tell me the Taishu, all these things. I'll take it. Rimen is candy. But Israelin is toshi.
Lotus.
What?
Lotus.
Whatever. What's lotus?
So actually, it's sort of apples.
Okay. Who Israelin is toshi? B'nai shuach am rabba v'chanu berchen teinu chivurtis. It's white teinu. B'nai shikim am rabba v'chanu am berchen duvli. What's duvli?
Sycamorphics.
It's okay. Gufnin is shili. Gufnin is shili gufnin.
But usually, gula devela, I thought, is yoda and choshev than beilam etzias. It's called choshev. I guess different
types. Maybe, right. Gufnin is shili gufnin. Rashi says, anovim stavonios.
Late season,
all right, stav.
So it's never going to get right. By the way, when Mar said it was kosher, on Dovli, we're talking about the eights. In other words, the tree already, if it produced it, so then the tree is kosher. Over here, we're talking about the figs that grow from it.
Okay, netzva is parcha. What's parcha?
Paperberry. We had it
paperberry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had it before, netzva.
And Noivlois, and then here we have the last one of the Mishnah and the Ma is Noivlois tomorrow.
That's
what the Machloik is Rabbi Loiv, Rabbi Zeir, Chadom means Bushli Kamri, the withered tomorrow, and Chadom is Tamri, the Zika. For example, Bishlam, Lamanam, Bushli Kamri, that it's referring to the withered tomorrow, Haina Dikton, Hakalan, Shabin Mai, Sveikon is the potter. So Misafik, you don't have to give up Maiser. Havadai, but if you know for sure that he didn't give off Maiser, Havadai, you're going to be Chayiv.
Right.
Because
it's not short mishuna.
Why? Because I guess it's still a food.
Yeah,
you know, didn't think, why not? Why not? Because it's still, if it's enough food for shark, why not? If it's tamid zika, vadan chayev, hefkerin inif. The tree blew it down, means it's hefker. It's anim, you find it, it's someone else's thing on the street.
It's not chayev meiser.
It's not chayev meiser, because hefker is part of an meiser.
Even if he picked it, even if the Baal himself picked it up.
Okay, right. Hefker is part of an meiser. And think, well, chayev meiser, kinon, she'osin goyren, you made a pile out of it. Even though normally that's hefker, once you osin goyren, if you made it into a goyren, hook for the meiser. Rashi says it's a meiser mechayv meiser mirabonan because the man dechazi, someone that sees it, sova shetuvus karker. It means it's his own pile. They don't know it's hefker, and they're gonna chab that he's not taking off meiser. That's shikol marisayin. That's you have to be mirabonan. Once you make it a goyren, it's hook for the meiser. So therefore, here we're also talking about osin goyren. Therefore, it, even according to the Mandom at Tamid Zikr, only Misafik Yepater, but if it's Vadai that he didn't give Maisa, you're going to be Chayev mit Rabbonim because Osin Goyer. Ikud Amri Bishloim, that's how you say it. Bishloim and Mandom, go to the two dots, four more lines. Bishloim and Tamid Zikr, if it's referring to Tamid Zikr, Haine Dachakar, Le Noivle Stomme, it's Geshmak, why over here we're calling it in the Mishnah, Noivle Stomme is referring to what? To Bushla de Kamri. We said before, everybody holds now a Mishnah that says Shahakel, that it's Bushla de Kamri.
Right.
Because why? Because if it's regular Tamir de Zika, right, why make a shakel? So Bishlam Amandam Tamir de Zika, Haina de Hochi Korle Noivlis. In the Mishnah, it's called Noivlis Tam. That's Bushla de Kamri. V'hosam, and there in the Mishnah in the Mai, Korle Tam, in Noivlis Tomorrow, is referring to Tamir de Zika. El Amandam Bushla Kamri. That over here in the Mai, when it says Bushla Tamri, it's also Bushla Kamri, just like when it says Tam Noivlis is Bushla Kamri. So then either we either Noivlis Tam, either they're both Noivlis, either we either Noivlis tomorrow, or either we either Noivlis Tam. It should say in the Mishnah, either on both, if it's always Tamri the Zikr, it should both call it, should be always be same called way. The same thing. Yeah. So why is it one's called Noivlis tomorrow and one called Noivlis Tam? It's always Tamri the Zikr, Kasha. It's a Kasha.